This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The House Taxation Committee stops a bill to end the latest discussion on the state food tax. The legislature has denied similar bills in past years. House Bill 1119 removes the state tax on food for home consumption. To make up for the lost revenue, the bill increases the sales tax on certain goods and services. Supporters say this makes the policy revenue neutral. They say the tax is regressive and puts too much strain on low-income families. Opponents say this bill is unnecessary since the state already aids low-income households with food stamps. Mark Kwasny is with the State Bureau of Finance Management. He says this plan stops a steady flow of revenue.
As to the revenue-neutral aspect of this proposed legislation, the fact is there will never be a revenue-neutral rate of which tax on food is removed and the tax on all other goods is increased. Sales tax on food is estimated to range from 7 to 8% of total sales. At the low end, if food is 7% of total collections, the state would get a windfall of approximately $476,000. And on it's closer to 8%, it would cost the state $10.3 million at the 4.85% rate.
Kwasny says exempting food makes state revenues more volatile. The bill was defeated on 11-3 vote. The House Transportation Committee approves a bill banning bus drivers from using cell phones while driving. House Bill 1109 suggests a penalty of a Class 2 misdemeanor for drivers who violate the rule. That could mean a $500 fine and up to 30 days in jail. Steve Hamilton is a member of the South Dakota School Transportation Association. He's also a school bus dispatcher and trainer for Rapid City Schools. Hamilton says 19 states already ban bus drivers from using cell phones while driving, and that South Dakota needs to be the 20th.
HB 1109 is a bill that will provide transportation administrators as well as law enforcement the teeth needed to ensure that irresponsible school bus drivers do not neglect the safe operation of a school bus without consequences. I like to say that school bus driving is the practice of distracted driving. It makes little sense to allow a school bus driver to become even more distracted by a handheld communication device when they are hauling our most precious cargoes.
The legislation has been amended to allow bus drivers to use a cell phone like a two-way radio through an app. A driver could also use a cell phone when the bus is legally parked. But House Bill 1109 does not allow bus drivers to use Bluetooth. The bill moves to the South Dakota House floor on an 11-2 vote.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at sdpb news on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.